Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. We are days away from starting our celebration, our 150th anniversary celebration here at Oostburg CRC. Pastor Drew, you've been a big part of that planning. How has that gone?
I don't know if I want to take credit for the planning until after it is over and goes extremely well.
Yeah.
But yes, it's been a little up and down. We've been meeting for many months to plan this, and now we are here and we're excited, and it's going to be what it's going to be. But the theme that we have is faithful to all generations. But what I thought that we could talk about today is just ways that we can see today how God is currently being faithful to our congregation. And you know, you and I have very different histories regarding this church. Yours is much longer than mine, but how God has been faithful to us in the past and kind of, I suppose, unfolding what God is doing here and anticipating the future a little bit. So do you have any thoughts on how God is being faithful or has been faithful?
Yeah, so as part of the celebration, you have the opportunity to preach on that theme of faithful to all generations. This coming Sunday, September 9 in the a.m.,
yep.
I have an opportunity to preach on the same theme in the p.m. Next week, the 16th of September, we have Pastor Les Kuyper coming in the a.m. preaching on the same theme, and Pastor Tom Pettinga coming in the evening preaching on the same theme, and we've all been given some latitude to get at that, how we see God being faithful in this church. And I've chosen to use Haggai chapter 1 and chapter 2. I've taught on it before in church, but the cool thing is that there's a call to both the young people and a separate call to also the older people to be doing God's work. And so that's one way that I have seen God faithful here. Because when you start talking about 150 years, that's not one generation anymore. You're in your second, third, in some instances, fourth, fifth even generation at this church for a lot of families. And that's the kind of ministry that God calls us to, is intergenerational and multi-generational ministry. So it's been neat to see different efforts over the years, things like the Generations Program that we're getting kicked off this fall, things like prayer partners that we have between our students and our adults, things like even silly things like our youth group versus council basketball game coming up, where the older generation has rallied around the younger generation and has done their best to support their ministries. And hopefully, as the youth leader here, I'm encouraging the high schoolers, middle schoolers, and below to be rallying around what's happening elsewhere in church and supporting longstanding ministries. So it's that cohesive ministry that's happening. That's where I see God's faithfulness.
Yeah, wonderful.
What are you doing in the morning?
In the morning, I actually have the theme passage, which is Psalm 78, verses 4 to 7. And that talks about God's faithfulness to all generations, but it gets more specifically at our responsibility to do just what you were just talking about, the responsibility to pass on our faith and our practice to the next generation. And also, I would argue that it's our responsibility to pass on our strong commitment to not just the faith, but the church as well. I mean, that's why we still exist as a church, because that has been, by God's grace, successfully transmitted from one generation to another. Mm. And that's one thing that I want to be overly positive today, but that's the one worry that I have being in ministry for 4 years. And it's a celebration when you see it, but it's also a bit concerning when you see the different lifestyle, the different worldview, the different level of commitment to the church and to God's work from the younger generations. I sense that with competing with so many other things, that is something that's in danger of being lost.
It's a constant change. Culture is not a stagnant thing.
No.
And neither is the church. The church is active and moving in culture. We have a consistent gospel message that doesn't change.
True.
But the way in which we teach it and the way in which we need to hold on to certain different things does change as culture presents us with different challenges. But our church has gone through a number of things already. We moved once from Center Avenue many years ago to where we are now. We've undergone a couple different renovations. We bought the house on the corner that became the Cornerstone. We've kind of adapted to some of those different challenges or our different needs or our different strengths and weaknesses over the years. And I imagine because God is faithful and he cares about his church that we'll continue to do that.
Yeah, and it's also God's faithfulness one generation after another, as well as, you know, one pastor after another, one youth pastor after another. You know, you have the life and the lifespan and then the death of certain programs and societies and Bible studies, and new growth springs up from, you know, what has fallen by the wayside. And so, I think that there's all kinds of evidence when you really open your eyes to it that God continues to be faithful. And I think what he is teaching me right now as I bring up those concerns about commitment is that really we need to trust and depend on him always. If we ever get church figured out so that it runs extremely smoothly and every program and every ministry is successful, we can see from Christian history and from the history of the Bible that we will very soon not be trusting and depending on God because we won't be forced to. And so that's another way that God is faithful to us, by not letting us get to that point where we're going to drift away and forget about him.
Yeah. You know, you expressed some concern about commitment in the upcoming generations, and that's not a new thing. It's well documented, the change that's occurring in the younger generations and the way they view religion and their church. But I have to say, I've gone to conferences and stuff before as a youth leader, and you know, they bring up all these statistics and yell at the way we're doing things and tell us we have to do things a certain way that some guy in wherever else in the country figured out, and it's supposed to work in every ministry context. But by way of encouragement, our church, in my 4 going on 5 years here, the statistics about youth leaving the church have not held water in our ministry context.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
And that is a testament to God's faithfulness. Again, let that not go unsaid, but also a testament to strong families that we have in our community that are committed to teaching their children and training them up in the way they should go, to strong programs in our churches, not just our youth ministries, but Sunday school programs, church services, and a strong commitment to preaching the gospel and all of those. It's a testament to strong schools, and especially strong Christian schools in our area that teach the gospel to our students every day. And so while there is a concern about the direction of the younger generation and how they view religion and how they view their faith, around here we are blessed with the kind of gospel teachers in the home and in the schools and in the churches that the gospel message always affects change. And so as that gets taught in our homes and our churches and our schools, it's changing people. And we see that here.
Yeah. And I can see that in a lot of places here. Yeah, that's a wonderful thing about what you said. That is happening. Like I said before, you know, we see God's faithfulness through a whole variety of different changes, whether they're, you know, changes in our space or changes in our programming. But yes, as long as the gospel is consistent, as long as we continue to explore ways in each new context with each new generation for people to really be confronted by the living God and Jesus Christ, our Savior, you know, God is going to make sure that the church not only survives, but flourishes.
Yeah. And one of the beautiful things on change is when we know our history, when we study what's happened in the past, it ought to inform the way we think about the future. That's really one of the important things about knowing history. And so as we look back on a church that's made a move before and has done additions before and has changed leaders before and has changed spaces before and ministries. As we look forward, it ought to inform our thinking to realize God has been faithful in those things. So as new ideas emerge and new ministries grow or old ministries fade, we know that God's hand is at work and he will carry us through.
Yeah, well said.
We have Pastor Drew preaching on the 9th in the morning, myself preaching on the 9th in the evening, Pastor Les on the 16th in the morning, and Pastor Tom Pettinga in the evening on the 16th. But we also have our big celebration on the 15th that kicks off at 2 o'clock with activities around church. We've got a meal at 5 o'clock, which we'll have time to gather together around food, and a service that evening as well with some wonderful speakers and musicians, sons of our church, who will be there. So I'm looking forward to those celebrations, the 9th, the 15th, and the 16th. I know you are as well. Thank you for your planning and all that.
Yeah.
So we'll be back next week with more content. That will be actually the day before the 15th celebration thing, so maybe we'll have more to say again. I don't know.
Sounds good.
All right.